1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's almost time for your phone tap. And if you own an iPhone, then chances are you've used the Siri function on it at least a couple times to help you answer a simple question. And when you did that, you probably never thought that your question to Siri could ever come back to haunt you.
I don't think so.
Well, today it does, because our own Brooke Fox calls a woman who's been using Siri a lot recently. And now the company has no choice but to step in and do something about it.
What?
You'll hear what happens in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, this is Amy from Support. I'm looking for Madeline Jack.
Hi, yes, this is Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I was just returning your call because you said you got an email from us.
Yes, I got an email, and it just said that I needed to talk to somebody at regarding my account, but it wasn't clear about what.
Oh, yes, I'm looking at your account now. I think I know what the issue is.
Okay.
It's in regards to your device usage. It seems as though you've been using the Siri function an abnormal amount in the last few months.
Did you say the Siri function?
Yeah, I think you're pretty familiar with it, you know, when you ask Siri something.
Oh, I think I use it a normal amount.
Okay, well, you don't. It says here in the last month alone, you've asked Siri close to 300 questions.
Oh, wow. Are you kidding? I didn't know I asked that many questions. I had no idea, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot. Siri's getting tired.
I don't understand why that would show up. I didn't even know. Why is that a big deal? Like, you keep records of that?
Well, we usually don't have to talk to people about this, but according to our terms and conditions, you've reached your question limit with Siri for the year.
What do you mean? I don't understand what that means.
Pretty clear. You apparently use Siri too much.
What?
But, I mean, there is good news. Good news is you can start using her again next year, January 1st.
January 1st?
Mm-hmm.
Is this some type of joke?
Yeah, no, it's not. But you did sign the terms and conditions, so you legally agreed to this.
Well, nobody told me there was a limit.
Yeah, and nobody told you, Madeline, that you had to, like, breathe when you're asleep, but you managed to figure that one out.
That sounds very condescending.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I mean, kind of. But anyway, if you would like to reactivate Siri before January, we could upgrade you to a larger question plan.
To a larger question plan?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that you all want money from me just to upgrade me for something really dumb.
Well, like I said, Siri is really tired. Yeah, so I'm looking at a couple of different options for you right now, and it looks like the, quote, being annoying and asking my phone too many dumb questions plans might be the one for you.
What did you just say to me?
I'm just kidding. Again, just...
That is inappropriate to talk to an actual customer like that. I don't like how I'm being treated.
Calm down, okay?
No, I'm not going to calm down. I don't appreciate your tone. I don't appreciate you guys calling me and trying to charge me for made-up charges is what it sounds like.
I feel bad about this. Let me make this right for you, okay? I'm going to offer you the Siri Graveyard Package on the house free of charge.
What does that mean?
It means you can ask Siri anything from the hours of 1 a.m. till 5 a.m.
1 a.m. to 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That way you can wake up in the middle of the night and ask her anything you want.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Siri?
You know what? I don't like your tone.
Get
I
it?
Think you're extremely rude.
It's another
you
joke.
No, I don't find this to be a joke at all.
It's all a joke.
No, I want to speak with your manager.
No.
Because you don't take your job seriously. You certainly don't take customers seriously.
I definitely don't take my job seriously because I don't work at... Okay, I'm not that smart. This is Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Who are you?
I'm Brooke. I work on the radio. I feel terrible, but it's a prank phone call.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Your husband, Sean, set you up.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him. Oh, my God.
He says you're always using Siri and that the last straw was you asked Siri, why do cats have fur?
Oh, my God.
really, that's a really dumb question, Madeline.
I know, but I just wanted to know. Do you know the answer to that?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. See, nobody knows that. That's why you have to ask Siri.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.